The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 471.5, up 1.25 on the open. July, 476.5, up 1.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 457.5, up 3.5 on the open. July, 471, up 3. September, 481, up 2.5. December, 495.5, up 3.75. March, 504.5, up 3.5 on the open. May corn opened at 395, up 1.5 on the open. July, 407.5, up 3.75. September, 403, up 2.5. December, 404.5, up 3. March, 2008, 413.25, up 2.75. May, 418, up 2.5. July, 420, up 3/4 on the open. May soybeans open at 763, up 6 on the open. July, 777.5, up 4.5. August, 786, up 7.25. September, 793, up 7.25. November, 806, up 6.25. January, 2008, 816.5, up 7.5. March, 824, up 7.5. May, 828, up 5.5 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 215.50, up 1.30 on the open. July, 220.30, up a dollar. May soybean oil opened at 32.30, up 49 on the open. July, 32.70, up 45. At the Merck March feeders, open at 105.10, unchanged on the open. April, 105.22.5, unchanged. May, 106.80, down 15. August, 108.35, down 22.5 on the open. April live cattle open at 96.10, down 72.5 on the open. June, 93, down 35. August, 90.85, down 35. October, 94.75, down 40 on the open. April lean hogs open at 63.40, up 2.5 on the open. May, 73.25, down 7.5. June, 73.80, up 2.5. July, 74.60, unchanged on the open. And May pork bellies open at 101.10, down 50 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
You can receive the opening market report by podcast directly to your computer. Go to WILLAG.org and click on the red podcast link in the right navigation window. Follow the simple instructions and you'll never miss an opening market report again. And while there, you can also subscribe to the pre-opening market report, the closing market report, and our flagship show, Commodity Week. AM 580 Agricultural Podcasts, it's your marketing advantage. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services out of Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Are we seeing short covering this morning?
Well, it depends on which markets you're looking at. We started out stronger in overnight and then on the very opening, and now we're selling off in the corn market. We're still higher in soybeans, and we're up in the wheat market. Definitely the story that stole the show, so to speak, was the rumor in overnight trading that there was some exchange of fire between an Iranian and U.S. vessel. The U.S. Government has denied that, but it still caught the attention, and crude oil is higher. It did help firm the corn market on the related idea that energy is a big part of the price of corn.
Crude oil, actually, after that rumor came out, went $5 higher in the overnight trade before backing off.
Yes, and you know, the last live quote, I think it's about $1.25-$1.30 higher at the present time. And also, you know, maybe the second most watched item, of course, is energy. The weather and planting and the market. A lot of phone calls on the planting intentions report, and the three big items: energy, planting, and weather are the main three topics that's keeping everybody at least talking about the market.
And anyway, we had the trade estimates yesterday out, and all the numbers came out. And for corn, the average in trade estimate came at 87.987. The ADM Investor Services number a little bit richer than that at 90. What do you make of these numbers? And do you think that any of the numbers suggest that we might be in for a surprise? Are we setting up ourselves for a surprise, either out of the planting intentions or the quarterly grain stock report?
Personally, I think it's a little smaller. I agree with the 88, 89 million acre idea. And what I did notice this morning is Informa said out of the last 4 years, we've actually, whatever the USDA came out, it's actually turned out to be, anywhere from a million acres to 2.6 million acres. One of the biggest surprises was last year's acreage came out 2.6 million acres smaller than what the March intentions indicated. And, the couple, three things here that I think ultimately will slow some of the big acreage shift down is, of course, the $8 beans that we earlier saw, the high-priced fertilizer, the cash corn market has dropped substantially, and these all add up to the general idea that I don't think the major shift is going to be quite as large as what some of the people are indicating. It seems like some of the bearish people are focusing in on the profitability mode, and there was the fertilizer prices. Not everyone's able to book the higher price fertilizer in at an early rate, and I think this is a major factor in the trend that we'll see after at least into early June.
Nonetheless, these will be the numbers that we will trade for a little while until the June final report comes out with the actuals.
Well, one of the things also I'd like to make a point on is I don't sense it, but, a lot of the people like on Commodity Week and some of the normal show people here that are on the program are, continue to say whatever it comes out is, the trade and the market feels it'll be 2 to 3 million acres higher. So, I see that as a backdrop, and that's an interesting backdrop as well. I don't think the government's going to come out and actually kill the milk cow that's going to help supply the U.S. energy.
I suppose that these numbers could quickly fade into the background because, after all, though, Paul, we're looking at what will be set up as a weather-driven planting season for the corn.
That's a very good point, and it is. It was pointed out by, I know, Drew Lerner this morning that the weather maps haven't turned out to be quite as wet as everybody's forecasting, but over the next 7 to 10 days, a half to 2 inches throughout the Corn Belt. I know that around the Newman area there's anhydrous ammonia being put on, but it's basically pretty wet from Oakwood to Oakland, and that trend is visible as I drive down the road.
A couple weeks ago, it seemed like a good idea that someone might be interested in getting a put on under this market. But it seems like in recent days that maybe you could hold them without a put. I'm not sure. What are you thinking?
Well, unmistakably, the trend is down. And unmistakably, the basis is wide, not only on old crop and new crop. My theory is the reason the basis levels are wide is because of a transportation issue. And we're seeing a lot of piles of corn at the country elevators move. When we started this season, it was like with the carryover and production, it was like, I think, one of the three biggest inventory years we've had in history. And as a result of that, we've had this mammoth and massive rush to move grain to the marketplace. And when I was in the cash grain basis, you could always tell if you were a seller, the other guy on the other end didn't want to pay up as much. And, you know, the transportation and moving this grain, you know, the elevators are full. The only place where you could really dump excess grain is in the export market. And so the export basis is a little weaker than normal. There's a ton of these corn in these piles that are moving. So I think that distorts some of the reasoning and the reasonableness of the marketplace. You know, when we really look at this, we don't really see demand in the feed area dropping or the ethanol usage dropping or exports dropping. It's just the combination of the distortion sometimes in the marketplace that's creating this. And, of course, the commodity funds have dumped a ton of corn in here, and that's pushed the market down, not only into an unchanged to an uptrend, but a downtrend, and that's also got some of the people bearish in the marketplace.
Talk to you again this afternoon,
hey,
Paul.
Have a nice, profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Taking a quick look at lead options, May corn at 389 and three quarters, down 2 3/4. May beans at 762 is up 5. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.